pro-sanctuary city sheriff withdraws nomination to lead ICE under Biden. By John Binder on June 27, 2022. Harris County, Texas Sheriff Ed Gonzalez, an advocate of sanctuary city policies, has withdrawn his nomination to lead the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency under President Joe Biden. In April 2021, Biden nominated Gonzalez to become his ICE chief and carry out the administration's so-called sanctuary country policies that have prevented the arrest and deportation of most illegal aliens living in the United States. Gonzalez's withdrawal comes after senators froze his nomination following unconfirmed allegations that he abused his wife. On Sunday, I informed President Biden's administration that I am respectfully withdrawing from consideration for the post of Director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Gonzalez wrote in a statement. More than a year has passed since the president nominated me for this important position, which has not had a Senate-confirmed director since the Obama administration. I arrived at this decision after prayerfully considering what's best for our nation, my family, and the people of Harris County who elected me to serve a second term as sheriff, Gonzalez continued. I am grateful to President Biden for the honor of nominating me, and I wish this administration well as it strives to overcome the paralyzing political gridlock that threatens far more than our nation's border. Frankly, the dysfunction threatens America's heart and soul. Emphasis added. My love for America and my desire to serve during these contentious times is stronger than ever. Ensuring the safety and security of the people of Harris County is a great honor, and I am fully devoted to continuing to fulfill this responsibility. Emphasis added. In 2017, as Breitbart News reported, Gonzalez made national headlines when he ended Harris County's 287G agreement with ICE, the program that allows local law enforcement to seamlessly turn criminal illegal aliens over to ICE agents. Yet the decision did not impact Harris County's cooperation with ICE. As Gonzalez's department told Breitbart News in 2017 that they would continue complying with ICE when agents requested criminal illegal aliens be turned over to federal custody. And they even welcomed ICE to place an agent in the local jail to help facilitate such transfers. While Gonzalez continued cooperation with ICE, he lobbied state lawmakers and Governor Greg Abbott, R., to veto a ban on sanctuary cities in April 2017 and criticized the law after Abbott signed the legislation in May 2017. Most notably, Gonzalez sought the release of more than 1,500 inmates in the Harris County Jail, including illegal aliens, violent offenders, and those with extradition orders. The request was so extreme that liberal district attorney Kim Ogg, D., refused to cooperate with it. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.